You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, how are you? Sarah Hart is a web designer turned branding expert who helps brands become legends online. Our chat is around helping you discover your brand legend with their six brand archetypes or personalities. It will help you refine your salon's online presence and help your potential clients feel something about your brand, which of course is helping them choose your salon when they want to make their next hair or beauty appointment. Great branding helps you attract the right clients who will love what you have to offer. Let's jump into our chat with Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So, Sarah, you're a branding expert. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got started in your business?
Yeah, so I teach entrepreneurs how to create beautiful websites and brands that feel like them and attract their dream clients to them. And how did I get started? Oh my goodness. I think I'm like a little bit of a serial entrepreneur, but I was 23 when I actually started my first business, and it was a farmer's market booth at the farmer's market, and I made my own cards. I had designed my own cards.
Awesome.
And I remember my first day at the market, I actually had like 100, I had 100 cards, and I was like, I need more. I'm going to sell out on my first day. And I remember I got to the market and I think I sold 2 that day.
Oh.
And I just realized I was like, oh my goodness. Like if I'm going to be doing business, it has to be, you know, I have to learn how to do a business. And so I became really obsessed. I became really obsessed with business and learning about marketing and design and how to create a business that actually, you sell more than 2 things in a day. And so there I kind of grew had my design background, did some freelance work, and then eventually started getting clients online and teaching people how to create their own beautiful brands. Yeah.
And so this is how you and I became acquainted. I was lucky enough to attend one of your masterclasses about building a brand and branding yourself. And I particularly loved what you had to say about uncovering your brand legend. And so hence why I've invited you to come and talk to the hair and beauty industry about uncovering your brand legend. So why don't you tell us a little bit about branding our businesses?
Yeah, so something that I'm really passionate about is creating an online presence and having a brand that really feels like you, that not only like looks good, which is super important, but also when people see your Instagram feed, when people take their first look at their website, they get a feeling. They like something about it just draws them in and they're just like, oh my goodness. And it just so passionate. It just, it's like this another level of branding. And that's just something I'm just so interested in. And what I've noticed is that people tend, when it comes to design, they'll pick colors and that sort of thing. But what really gets people is when you get down to that feeling and emotion. And that's sort of my superpower, is how to find that feeling and emotion that match your business, because it's like a superpower. Because when you get that, you find that you have clients come to your website and they're like, I don't even know what I don't know why, something about your vibe, something about the way your brand feels, but I just want to work with you. I just want to, you get me. So
yeah,
I really love that. Brand Legend is actually a quiz that I have where you get 6 different archetypes, and each archetype has its own personality and its own feeling, and they're going to attract different people with those feelings. So it's a lot of fun, really.
So I really like that, because that's, letting your brand do some of the work for you and attracting people that already know that they like what you have to offer.
Yeah.
By having a strong brand. And that's when selling isn't selling, it's branding.
Yeah, and actually it's so powerful right now because, you know, the online space is getting like more and more crowded. And what everyone is noticing is now you see a lot of these, you know, the rise of like Instagram stories and Snapchat, and now you have Facebook stories, is people want to see that real. They want to see like a piece of something real and something that's like a little unpolished. And something that's a little bit scary to put out there, you know, and people actually tend to be, you know, they try, when it comes to business, what I notice is they get a little scared and they're like, well, I can't share that, you know, part of my personality, or I can't put that feeling out there because, you know, I have to be professional, in air quotes. And yeah. I find that actually kills your brand more than helps it. It kills your business because you're not connecting to the emotional side of, your clients. And actually, one of my favorite books, Start With Why by Simon Sinek, he talks about people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. They buy the feeling of what you're passionate about. So how do you convey that in your brand is the big question.
For sure. And so you're going to take us through some of your brand archetypes today.
Yes, I'm super excited.
Same.
So if you guys want to follow along, you can do the quiz at sarahhart.ca/quiz. And once you get your results, you can download the book, and then you'll have an option to download all the books if you just want to download them all. And you can follow along with us too. So that'll be really good.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put those links on this episode on my website, but of course you can also find it at sarahhart.ca. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So what you could do is pause this episode right now and go and download that and bring it up on your phone or on your screen and follow along with us, right?
Yeah, and you'll come back and you'll be like super, super excited.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, oh, juicy.
All right. I can't wait to hear about each of these personalities.
Yeah. Okay. So let's dive into it. So the first one is the muse. And the muse is this was a more feminine archetype, very sort of emotional. When I thought of this, like when I actually was creating this quiz, I was doing all the results based off of clients that I had. So I'm like, okay, usually my clients would fit into one of these archetypes. So my clients that were muses, they were usually their clients would call them just very, what's the word for it? Just like very soft and kind of had this warmth with their clients that they want to portray. And as you're looking at these books, you can see I even have like a mythical archetype. So I call her the mermaid because she's just very, you know, she's very nurturing sort of vibe to her. And as you scroll down too, we have lots of brand colors too. So her colors are just very soft and feminine colors. So we see lots of blue, like purples with pops of pinks and lots of pastels. And the key to the design is really to sort of convey the softness about, and almost like a little bit of mystery too. If you want to add a little bit of mystery to the brand, you can add a little bit of like dark colors as well. But lots of sort of pastel colors. And then we look at fonts, you can see all the fonts are sort of serif fonts, which is when you, a serif font has a bit of a sort of like extra flair to it. So serif fonts are a little bit more feminine. Also some like very sort of playful, but not too playful. This sort of archetype is, I guess, like an adult. It's like an adult version of feminine energy to it.
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, as we scroll down too, I have some inspiration. So there's some of my favorite, like Danielle Laporte. She has like this really beautiful, actually like lots of white space in her branding, but with this beautiful like feminine pops that she has on her website. And I'm just going to take a look. And yeah, she's got like this bright pink, which I love. And then these like gold letters that are all handwritten combined with like a very simple font. So that's like, again, that's very musy to have something that has that feminine touch to it.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, they can all be mixed together. So once you do the quiz, you can actually think, well, I have a bit of this, I'm a bit of that. So I have some options in there as well. So that's sort of an overview of the Muse brand. So I'll move on to the Huntress, which is really fun too. So the Huntress brand, or do you have any quite like, did you have any?
No, I really like the look of the Huntress. I'm looking forward to hearing about that one.
Yeah. So the Huntress, I see this brand as someone who's a little bit more earthy. It's also fun too, if they do astrology, do your clients, do your people, like, are they more, like, into that at all?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some definitely.
So if you are into astrology, I've kind of done these in a way too. Like if you have a lot of earth, so there's earth, water, fire, and earth, water, and air. And so the Huntress is very earthy. So if you're someone who has a lot of earth in their, in your chart or whatever, this is something that's going to be drawn to you versus the Muse, which is more watery. But the Huntress is usually kind of a little bit funky, organic, rustic. She's kind of got like, I don't know, she's like kind of a badass, but a more earthy badass.
I love it.
I just think of like, you know, the, you know, Artemis, you know, the archer, like the powerful woman sort of archetype where she's like, she's got her air. It reminds me kind of like Katniss Everdeen-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I love it. So it's very adventurous and natural and earthy and creative. So you can see elements that are a little bit more vintage here, a little bit more, lots of greens, oranges, colors like that. The colors, as you can see, like a big difference. You know, these can also be a little bit more pastel, but they're definitely lots like more, just more greens and oranges and more, I guess, colors of the earth, because this is like an earthy brand.
Yeah.
And you can still use pops like in my colors. I have some pinks and purples in there, but they're usually balanced with other sort of greens or browns and that sort of thing. And people like this too, like if you are a more earthy brown, instead of using like black for all your text, you can just change that to brown to give it a little bit more of that feel.
Yeah.
And then for fonts, the fonts are super fun. So the fonts here are, they have a little bit of, they're just different. They just have a little bit, they're like not perfect. It's a key. I think the key in this one is like, it's not a perfect, like you don't like things to be super clean. This is just like kind of fun and adding like a punch of personality to it. So all the fonts are, you know, a little bit kind of full fun, like typewriter or even like a, you know, a nice sketchy font.
And so as somebody comes through the quiz and the quiz will narrow them down into a brand archetype, mm-hmm. and then you're delivering the brand colors and the fonts along with that, so you can start to build your brand around that. Yeah
exactly. Like in the guide I give you guys I think like six or eight different color combinations, six or eight different fonts. So you can look at those and just pick. And I think at the end, well, once I finish going through these, I'll give you guys some like actionable tips on how.
Yeah, fantastic.
Don't choose all the fonts is a little cue. Like a little
yes, tip. Less is more, right?
All of them, but we'll go into that too.
Yeah.
And
all right.
So,
who's our next girl?
Who's our next one? Okay. So the next one is the Firebird. Again, another sort of badass. So the Firebird and the Huntress actually have a lot in common, but the Firebird is even more, it likes things very stark versus the Huntress likes things a little bit more rustic. This is usually for brands that are just like so bold. You know, people say you're like such a bold personality. Maybe like your hair is like bright pink or something like that. If you like things that are epic, this is the brand for you. So this is like all about spirit, passion, bold, you know, which is very, very simple, but very vibrant. And sort of the mythical archetype for this is the phoenix. So just very powerful fire, fire energy. And all the colors in this are just going to be very bright. You can use like lots of white with a big pop. I sometimes use a big pop of yellow or a big pop of pink. depending on your brand. So the colors are just very stark, not going to be very pastel. They're going to be very bold colors.
Yeah.
And then the fonts are just going to be usually very just bold fonts combined with a font that is kind of handwritten and kind of like off the cuff and kind of represents that passion to it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's yep. the Firebird. And then next, going complete sort of 180, is the Oracle. So the Oracle is actually for brands that are really love simplicity. And I think a lot of people like this as well. They like to have a very simple, minimalistic brand. They're usually people who just like to keep things like clean and simple to everything they do. And they're just really attracted to like, you know, beautiful imagery or like simple colors, but their personalities are just more, I guess, classic and more free and minimal, and they're just very effortless and very airy. It's like the air symbol. I chose the mythical archetype for this one to be Athena because it's just very clean and simple.
Yeah.
And the
I think this one's beautiful.
Are actually quite similar to like the Firebird. They're just very, they can just be very clean, but with lots of white. So maybe you just use,
yeah.
Maybe you're just using one color throughout your whole brand. It could be blue. Or you can use very like sort of soft different colors. But the key here is that it's not going to be, we're not going to be going crazy with the colors here or the fonts. So the fonts again are very simple fonts. You can see in like the fonts that I put there, they're just very sans serif, which is like the most minimalistic fonts.
Yeah.
So
I like that one personally.
Yeah, actually a lot of people like to combine this one with another one. So they're like, I like simple, but I also like, you know, my fiery badass.
Yeah. I think that's me, Oracle and Firebird.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the next one is the Goddess. And the Goddess is very feminine, like the Muse brand, but she's got a little bit more... She's a little bit more, I guess, flirty and fun than yeah. more subtle and warm to the Muse brand. So she's got, usually has like gold, you know, lots of pinks, and has a very fun, almost like bouncy sort of vibe to her. Her archetype is Aphrodite, you know, her, she's all about, it's very luxurious, stylish, you know, can be sexy and chic kind of vibe. And her colors are usually, again, bold colors, actually mixed with pastels. So it can be bold and pastel, as you can see on the thing. Also mixed with gold. So gold and like silvers or anything that's sort of like jewelry-esque is totally in her vibe. And then her fonts are usually script fonts, like fun, playful fonts, but they're not rough around the edges. These are going to be more refined fonts. Than what you'd see in like the Huntress or something like that. And then the very last one is the Sprite. And the Sprite is a lot of fun. So this is for, I guess, people kind of after my own heart who are just like, they just love, they're just like so playful. They have such a playful, fun vibe and they want to add fun and they want to add texture and color to everything they do. It's very whimsical. You know, their archetype is like this fairy energy. It's dreamy. It's very fantasy-esque, you know, and quirky, definitely quirky. So these brands would be noticeable by more of like the different graphic elements they have in it. So maybe they have fun little bird icons in their, on their website, or they have like a splash of, I don't know, washi tape or some sort of fun texture on it. But the colors are going to be, again, very bright, kind of candy colored vibe to it. And then the fonts are going to be, again, super fun, usually script fonts, usually font like different fonts that are going to be, they're just going to stand out and just be totally different and very playful and kind of have a feminine vibe to them as well. So those are the six archetypes.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. And I really like, I mean, I think once you see them visually, you will know which one you're, and you've been through the quiz, of course, you'll know which one resonates with you. So once our listeners download it and they know what they are and they know, or even the combination, what do you think they should do next? How can we put this to good use in terms of building their brand around their business?
So yeah, the first thing to do would be not to like use all the fonts and all the colors. That's probably the worst thing you can do. So what I would always suggest doing when you're creating your branding is you want to choose up to 3 to 6 colors minimum, and usually really like to get it down to 3 colors. So choose that 3 colors for your brand that feel like you, and just using those guides to pick it and then just stick with it. Also with fonts. Again, you just want to use 3 fonts and make sure that they're different. So there's different types of fonts. So for example, there's serif font, there's sans serif font, then there's script fonts. Say if you wanted to, you had a Sprite brand, you want something really fun. Well, you would choose a fun script font. And then say you also want it to be a little bit minimal, like the Oracle, you probably match that with a sans serif font. So I usually suggest choosing 2 to 3 fonts and then again sticking with them. Do not go too crazy with the fonts and colors, because what you want to do once you have them down is you want people, when they see your Instagram feed, when they see their website, you want them to know it's you even before they even register what the post is about, because they know your colors and your branding. When branding is done really well, if you're consistent, they're going to know it's you even before they read anything. And that means you pretty much won it, the branding game.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. Less is more, right? And consistency, visual recognition builds that consistency. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like the real key here is how to balance your, the personality and your archetype with simplicity. So that's like the huge key here is like, you know, it actually really depends on what you got on the quiz. So for example, if you got a Sprite or a Huntress, you might have a real hard time with, you know, keeping things simple. So it might be something that you want to practice, you know, with how can I take things out? How can I make this simpler? On the other hand, if you're an Oracle or maybe a Firebird, you might want to practice adding a little bit more of your personality, a little bit more fun things into your branding. So it depends on what you got on the quiz really too.
Yeah, okay. And then the key, would you say, is be strict with yourself. You know, if you're doing something on a phone for Instagram versus on a desktop or various different places, no matter what, don't break the rules, stick to your brand, yeah?
Yeah, especially in the beginning, because like not only is it going to help people recognize you and give you a more like a more solid brand that people will connect with, it's going to save you so much time, because honestly, choosing fonts, going through the fonts on all your computer or whatever, choosing and changing colors takes so much time that you could be spending on, you know, growing your business. That you don't need to take that mental energy that usually ends up with you like lost on Pinterest for like 20 hours. That's a lot of mental energy you could be using elsewhere. So I, in the beginning, I always gave myself a timer. I'm like, okay, I'm choosing my fonts for my brand. Like I have 20 minutes to do this. Or give yourself a timer for any graphics that you're creating, for anything you're doing in your business, design-wise. This is going to just make it a lot easier. Once you have that guide, once you know your colors, your fonts, you know, and then from there you want to choose, you know, some stock photos for your business or get some photos done and some maybe some fun elements. Once you have that done, it just makes it a breeze, and it's going to save you like 100 hours, like in a week.
So I want to just capture on something that you said there is choose some photos, stock or done professionally for yourself, but choose a series of photos and use them and stick to them and keep them. Don't keep changing it all the time, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Like for my brand, I think I have probably like 10 photos that I've chosen, and I just use them intermittently whenever I need them. And if I'm promoting something in a graphic and I've chosen these photos, again, you want to just keep in mind your archetype, because you want to You want to find photos that capture that same feeling. So for example, if you have a really fun and playful brand, look for photos that have more of a fun, like a brighter, you know, a brighter photo with people, just make like check in with the vibe of the photo, you know,
yeah.
You have something that's like dark, let's say if it's all blues and it doesn't quite match your brand.
Yes. Don't stray.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard because it's fun. I mean, the reason we stray is because it's so fun to play with. But I think that procrastination can be a form of sort of self-sabotaging yourself in other ways in your business. I think I see that a lot, where people spend a lot of time on this when they honestly can, you can just put it out there and honestly, you know, the first time's not going to be great. The second time's maybe it's not going to be perfect in the beginning. But I find more for branding in your business, it's more about just like being consistent and just keep on not getting it perfect, putting it out there, even though it's not perfect, even though it's not 100, like exactly where you want it right now, that's okay. Because you are going to grow and your business and your brand is going to grow with you. And that's okay. It's allowed to change and be fluid.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Good advice. Okay, so they know the colors now and the font now. What about if they've got an existing website and want to review the brand or the look of their, you know, website and Instagram feed? What's the starting point of refining an existing brand and taking it somewhere that's really strong?
Yeah, so what I would suggest doing, so if you're, I think it depends on how they feel, like if you really love your current design, you might just want to pepper in a few new things, like switching up the font or switching up like some of the colors. But if you're really not happy, this is what I usually, a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I just, it doesn't feel right. It's just not totally like me. I usually suggest going on, a program called Canva. Do you know of Canva?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Love Canva.
And that's another thing too. When you go in Canva, if you have the paid version, you can set your colors, you can set your fonts,
yeah.
You know, you can set your images and photos. What I would suggest doing is just giving yourself like maybe make this a project for yourself where you create a guide where you have all your colors, all your fonts, all your images, all your graphics, and get that done. And then once you have that, I would suggest doing like just totally doing a changeover and announcing it, because I feel like your clients are actually going to be really excited about that too. When you do a new rebrand, it's not only exciting for you, it's exciting for your clients too. So approaching it that way.
Fantastic. And then taking it to the appropriate people, your website person, and say, right, this is the look and the feel. This is where we're going.
Yeah. And if you're, cause there's DIY ways to do it. And there's also, hiring somebody, but it's all either way, it will save you so much time. Even if you hire someone, if you get these colors down, if you get these fonts down, it's going to help someone create that vision that you're actually going to connect with personally as well.
Do you suggest creating a mood board, image wise, you know, for photos, in terms of sharing social media to get a really clear look and theme?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Like when I was working with my, when I was doing one-to-one design work, I'd always get my clients to use Pinterest and to pin a bunch of images, but also put a timer on it. Because again, that's like a total thing. You just gotta be careful, right? It's a slippery slope. But yeah, you want to have I totally suggest doing a mood board. I totally suggest, and it's fun. It's super fun. I think usually the problem is when to stop, not when to start. So
I think that's a real thing. I really do. I'm pleased you brought it up a few times.
Yeah, I've been there. I totally have been there. I had to like, with my own branding too, as someone who does it, I'm like, okay, Sarah, you're not allowed to do this anymore. You have to be done at this time. And then you're putting it out there no matter what. So I feel like those type of deadlines really help you.
Because
it can take a long time. People can already be like tweaking their website forever.
Oh, look, it will never be finished. But my current focus at the moment, I even have it stuck onto my computer, is less is more. Like actually, sometimes you need to quit while you're ahead, and white space is really important, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I was saying, like there's this beautiful balance when you can add bits of personality and style in with like very simple, beautiful yep. simplicity. Yeah.
So look, why don't you give us some do's and don'ts? So, once our listeners have done the quiz, they can go away. What are some things that they must do or mustn't do as they finish listening to our chat?
Yeah, so what I suggest people doing at the end of these books is usually just going, when you're working on it, say if you want to, you're ready to work on your brand and choose these, I suggest people go and make sure they create a space in their own home that represents how they want their website to feel. So maybe that means going out for a walk by the water or pouring yourself a nice cup of tea or, you know, putting on your favorite music so you get into that vibe. So that's like a big thing, like a thing not to do is to just do this while you're stressed and you're not putting the right energy into it, or you're like, if you're not in the right energy while doing this, you're not going to capture that feeling that I was talking about in the beginning, that feeling that's going to bring in your clients. So it's important to create that space, I think, while you're working on your branding would be definitely mm-hmm. to recommend.
Giving yourself some time to dedicate to it.
Yeah. And just to you put on your favorite song, you're just going to be like, ooh, you're going to be feeling the right, feelings, and you're going to be into it. And you're going to have that positive energy that goes into it. So I suggest people do that. And then I'm thinking in terms of, let me think if I can think of some more for fonts and colors.
What are some definite don't do's for your website?
Oh yeah, so when you're creating your website, you definitely don't want to I think you have to always remember when you're designing your website that you want to make it as simple as possible for your client. So don't add in extra things. What I see sometimes people do is add in a sidebar with widgets or extra things, and you ask them why they have it there and they have no idea because it's I thought I had to have that. Whenever I suggest when you get started on your website, just have a clear vision in mind of what you want people to do on your website. Maybe you just want people to do one thing, which is to, sign up to make a booking. Then that needs to be your main focus. When you're doing your website. So a big don't is to sort of over clutter your website with too much information. It's really important just to get to the point of it and let your visuals, let your fonts and colors and images create that feeling. And then everything else on the website should be getting people in the door and booking with you, keeping it very simple. And I'm just trying to think of a visual of that one. So for example, let's say I see some people have sliders on their website, right? And they have multiple things on their website. So the slider goes through and it has all kinds of different things. Well, maybe you're thinking as you're writing information for the slider, well, maybe I'll put in tomorrow I'm going to do a sale next week. And then you're also, we just launched our Facebook page. That main part of your website, the header, you should really keep it simple to one thing you want your people to do, your clients to do. Maybe it's book now or that sort of thing. So you're not giving people too much information.
I think you're so right. I talk about this actually a lot myself. What is your one goal? Because yeah. I think you're right. We want to, we want to give all the people all the things all the time. Yeah. But in fact, that's just confusing. And when you confuse, you lose, right? People don't know what to do. And so instead of doing something, they do nothing and they bounce off your page. So, yes, one goal. I'm pleased you said that. And obviously the goal is typically to get people to book an appointment. But not book an appointment and click on Facebook and read the special and, because actually people don't keep coming back and doing a subsequent action. You've got one moment, right?
Exactly. You only have a couple seconds to create that emotional connection that you want and to get people to take action. So yeah. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. That's fantastic. I think we've covered off creating a space to really get clear on your brand, invest a little bit of time in working it out, getting clear about it, and then sticking to a consistency, less is more. and a simple goal, having one clear, simple goal and not trying to get your people to do too many things all at once. So I think that's some good actionable takeaways. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah, this was really fun. I had, had a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much. So look, as we lead in towards the wrap up, I would love to know, do you have a quote or a mantra or something that keeps you going as a business owner? You're an entrepreneur. What's your quote or mantra, Sarah?
Yeah, so I feel like a big quote for me was by Elizabeth Gilbert. I saw her speaking and she said, follow your curiosity. And she's just talking about how when for me, I think one of my biggest hurdles in my business was always just sort of assuming what people wanted or like creating these big visions and like kind of getting in my head too much about it. And what I realized is my business was always most successful when I just took the next step of like, ooh, that's kind of cool. Like people are asking me to do, to do webinars. Maybe I'll try a webinar, even though it scares me. Oh, I did a webinar. Maybe I'll do a paid webinar. So it's like in my business, I always kind of followed that natural curiosity in my business, which I think is just really important in business.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that. What about a book or a webinar or a podcast or something that you've read recently that you can share with us? In fact, I think you've shared, you've mentioned a book, haven't you?
Yeah. So with Start With Why by Simon Sinek. So I read that, I think like six or more years ago. And maybe I was just starting entrepreneurship. And it talks about, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And it's all about creating an emotional connection with your audience. And it's just so powerful because this online world with branding, it all comes down to how do you create that feeling that you get when you're like, when you have that great connection with a client, how do you create that online? How do you create that in your branding? I don't know. It just comes from a beautiful place, honestly, from the heart, really.
Fantastic. Okay, so let's Start With Why, Simon Sinek. I'll put the link on the podcast page. So look, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and uncovering your brand legends. I'm really excited to hear what people's personalities are, and I will certainly be sharing the quiz around. So reach out and let us know who you are and what personality and what resonated for you about that, or if you're a combination, of course. And what are you, Sarah? What is your brand personality?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I think I'm a goddess meets a oracle with a dash of sprite.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to, and I have to do the quiz again. It's been, nearly a year since I did it, but I'm just off the top of my head, I'm a think Oracle meets Firebird. So maybe I'll do it and I can share it once I've redone the quiz. So look, thank you again for joining us on the podcast. Remind us again where people can find you and the brand quiz.
Yeah, so you can find me at sarahhart.ca and the brand quiz at sarahhart.ca/quiz.
Fantastic. Thanks again. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.